Blog Talk Radio.
I'm back! I'm back!
Everybody, welcome into the Couch Potato Sports Show. Yes, I am back. It's Donnie Clark, the hardest working man in sports radio here on a Sunday morning. And that being said,
so good.
Interesting time off as we had to take care of a little business here personally, and we are back up on air and getting back into sports. And now I didn't really get away totally from sports, obviously, as we call the indoor football games over with the Texas Revolution. So we continued that as we went through our little hiatus. And so we did that for the week, each and every week until, obviously, the end of the season. We'll continue with that. This will be the last season I will be calling games for the Texas Revolution in the indoor games, as the Revolution and I, we're just going to go ahead and we're going to allow someone else to do the play-by-play for the Texas Revolution. They got a couple of guys that might do very good down from the Tyler area that are coming down and calling the games. But they're going to have to take over the road games as well. So it'll be real interesting to see where they end up going with that and how the Texas Revolution handled that situation. So, but I wanted to get that out there, but this is the last year for sports talk here on the Couch Potato Sports Show covering the Texas Revolution. But we'll always obviously be going to the games because Sonny loves the indoor game probably more than the NFL. It just gets obviously more play at the NFL level. So, but speaking of that and champions indoor football, lots of games last night. It was a full boat of games last night, and it was a fun night as far as the games were concerned. And when you take a look at some of the games that happened last night, you have to be happy if you're a Texans Revolution fan, which I obviously am, as we do the play-by-play here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. And there's been some things that happened out on the football field that would completely surprise you. But let's go that. Let's talk about those games that happened in Champions Indoor Football. The Dodge City Law, they drop the game to the Salina Liberty 44-37. That moves the Dodge City Law to 4-2 out on the season and dropped into third place in the Southern Division with that loss. The Omaha Beef lose in the final moments of the game in Chicago as Chicago kicked a field goal in order to get the victory last night, and they get the victory over the Omaha Beef 49-48. And also, game that happened last night as well, the Duke City, well, let's go what that does with the Omaha Beef. The Omaha Beef dropped to 2-3 out on the season, and the Chicago Eagles improved to 2-3. Moving just ahead of Omaha for that fourth spot in the Northern Division. Other games that happened out on the football field in Champions Indoor Football, 39-33, the Duke City Gladiators get the victory over the San Angelo Bandits. So the Gladiators have temporarily moved into first place in the Southern Division of Champions Indoor Football. And the San Angelo Bandits have not won a game this year. They're 0-5. It's one of those things that really bothers me. I want to see that football team play very well. And going to another game that happened in Champions Indoor Football, as the Mesquite Marshals also lose with a final field goal as the Amarillo Venom get the victory over the Mesquite Marshals. And so the Amarillo Venom have improved to 3-2 on the season. The Mesquite Marshals now have dropped to 1-5 on the season. So that was a big game, especially in our division. The Amarillo Venom had one stolen away from them, if you depend on what you believe and what you hear out there against the Duke City Gladiators last week. Could the Amarillo Venom be 4-1? It's quite possible. However, The Duke City Gladiators are the 4-1 team. And, of course, you heard the coverage on the Couch Potato Sports Show. Texas Revolution get the victory over the former undefeated football team, Wichita, 74-42. So Wichita still stays on top in the Northern Division at 4-1. And the Texas Revolution move into second place. They are 4-1 out on the season as well. That having been said, that's the way it wraps up. Let's look at the Northern Division. Wichita on top at 4-1. Sioux City Bandits are 4-2 out on the season. Salina moved up into third place at 2-3. The Chicago Eagles have moved to fourth place at 2-3. The Omaha Beef now also dropped to 2-3 as they dropped into fifth place, and the Bloomington Edge at 1-3 in the Northern Division. Now in the Southern Division, where your Texas Revolution played, as we said, the Duke City Gladiators, they are in first place at the 4-1 position. And then in second place, your Texas Revolution, 4-1 on the season. The Dodge City Law, 4-1 in third place. And the Amarillo Venom right behind the Dodge City Law, 3-2 in fourth place. Mesquite in fifth place with 1-5, and the San Angelo Bandits at 0-5 on the season. So it's been a very interesting week in the Champions Indoor Football. And we'll talk a little bit about one of the teams that are in Champions Indoor Football. Lots of controversy that has happened as far as that Duke City Gladiators football team. And let's go back 2 weeks. 2 weeks ago, they had a player who was traded to the Duke City Gladiators, Porkchop, that's his nickname. And he did not make the game as he was stuck at the airport, as he missed the earlier flight, and someone was wearing his jersey, and it wasn't Porkchop. And that's a no-no in the CIF, and they're looking at that as well. Also, last week, as the Duke City Gladiators took on the Amarillo Venom, they were looking at a possible interference by the GM and slash owner Matt Kayward with a pass in the corner end zone where a receiver could have came down with the ball, could have turned the tides in that game. As far as that's concerned, as far as but the Duke City Gladiators got the victory over the Amarillo Venom. So we could be talking about the Amarillo Venom being 4-1 and the Duke City Gladiators at 3-2. So they could have just switched spot and the Revolution would have been on top and at that point. Actually, no, the Duke City, Dodge City Law would have been on top at that time. So the way that it's working out for your Texas Revolution is really good, and the Mesquite Marshals that play over in Mesquite, those that are listening here in my Lokes, I appreciate that giving us a listen on the Couch Potato Sports Show. Don't forget about those games over in Mesquite. If you can't catch a game like last night, the Revolution were on the road in Wichita. The Mesquite Marshals were at home. So if you get the opportunity, get on over there. Catch some of those games. They're a lot of fun. And they're really when you get a team that the Texas Revolution, you know, they might be putting themselves in position to be playing for the championship team or championship game. We will find that out and how that works. So what we're going to do now here on the Couch Potato Sports Show is we're going to take a quick break here. We're going to hear from some of our sponsors here on the Couch Potato Sports Show here. On that being said, we'll do that quick break. And when we come back, we'll go back into the NFL. We'll take a look at some of the NBA news that are out there. So keep in tune there, and we will take the quick break here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. We'll be right back. At Five Star HVAC Contractors, we know how important it is to be comfortable in your own home. That's why we make it a priority to get your air conditioner or heater running quickly and efficiently. We know what it takes to keep you comfortable this summer season. So now's the time to get a full AC tune-up. Call us today for a $45 service call to have a qualified technician come to your home. Also, new complete systems installed with zero down and zero interest for 12 months. No minimum monthly payment. So give us a call at 5-Star HVAC Contractors at 214-457-8441. That's 214-457-8441. And tell them Sonny sent you.
At Wesson General Contracting Incorporated, we're your one-stop shop for all your general contracting needs. We are locally owned and with over 20 years of experience, so roofing, gutters, sidings, fence staining, painting, foundation problems, or roof damage are no problems at all. Give us a call at 214-200-5588. That's 214-200-5588. Wesson General Contractors, proud sponsor of the Rowlett Eagles radio broadcast. Are you in need of an electrician in the Rowlett, Rockwall, or Saxe area? What kind of electrical work needs to be done, residential, business, or industrial? Contact Allen Bauer Electric for all of your electrical needs. It's important to have a qualified, licensed electrician taking care of any electrical problems you may be having, so your loved one or customers are safe. We have built our business on quality for a fair price and good customer service, but of course, give Allen Bauer Electric a call at 214-356-0197 and tell him Sonny sent you. Allen Bauer Electric, proud sponsor of the Rowlett Eagles radio broadcast. Back here on That Being Said, it's me, Sonny Clark, the hardest working man in sports radio with your coverage of sports here on a Sunday morning. As we briefly went over the Texas Revolution at the top of the hour, as you heard the coverage of the play-by-play of the Texas Revolution taking on the Wichita Force last night in Wichita. Very good game. And a game that the Revolution really needed to get, as they were a team that was sitting at a record that, with one loss, staring at number two, and looking at some of the ways that the Texas Revolution played, they got some good news as far as the Revolution were concerned. They brought on three players, one that played for the Revolution last year, Robert Williams, over there on the end. He got Rookie of the Year last year. So having him back in the lineup was huge for the Texas Revolution. And then they picked up some good time players as far as NFL players were concerned. And that's one of the things the Texas Revolution have been able to do, is get some players that maybe they would not have been able to get, but with their connections here in Dallas and some guys wanting to be able to be seen quite possibly by the Dallas Cowboys or the Houston Texans. We get a lot of scouts heading up there, but the Revolution also get Joe Adams, a former Carolina Panther, on their roster, as well as former New Orleans Saint player Jericho Nelson. And that shored up that defense, and the defense played well, along with Frankie Solomon Jr. there and DeMario Dixon. That defensive line for the Texas Revolution is not just good, they're crazy good. And when you're that good, what happens is that you make people aware of who you are. And when the defense for the Wichita Force is one of the best in the league, just could not stop the Texas Revolution, but they did stop them. But the only problem is that they were unable to take advantage of those stops and unable to take advantage of the opportunities to get up on the board, and they did not do so. So that having been said, good stuff here in the local area. Again, if you can't get out to the Texas Revolution football games over at the Allen Event Center, make sure you get on over to the Mesquite Arena for Mesquite Marshals. Now, as far as that is concerned, taking a look at the schedule and keeping you aware of what's going on, the Texas Revolution on Friday night, they will be taking on the San Angelo Bandits live from the Allen Event Center. So that's going to be a huge game. and the Mesquite Marshals. They take on the Bloomington Edge Saturday night. So I'm actually going to go catch that game as a fan, as it's just literally right down the street from my home. So we'll head on over and catch that game on Saturday night. So Sonny's going to get his fill of indoor football on Friday night and Saturday night to have some fun there. Hopefully the eagle-eyed Bill Cerna will be with us as we go on out there and check out that game. So good stuff there. So keeping it in line. Also, other games in Champions Indoor Football on Saturday night, the Duke City Gladiators are taking on the Dodge City Law. That's going to be a big, big game, because you look at the standings with the Duke City Gladiators, they are 4-1, and the Dodge City Law are 4-2. That is a huge game for both of these teams. Duke City will stretch that lead over Dodge City if they get the victory, but Dodge City will put themselves back in a position to move ahead of the Duke City Gladiators in the standings. And if the Texas Revolution win, they'll move into first place as they take on the San Angelo Bandits on Friday. Now, other games on Saturday, the Wichita Force, they are on the road taking on the Omaha Beef. That's going to be a good one, as Josh Floyd not having a very good season to this point. He started out 2-0, and then they dropped the last three in a row. So as far as the Omaha Beef, they are 2-3 out of the season. The Wichita Force 4-1, the one loss being given to them by the Texas Revolution. Then the Sioux City Bandits are on the road taking on the Chicago Eagles, and that is a big game as well on the North Division, as the Sioux City Bandits are 4-2 on the season. So watch out for that. And the Chicago Eagles are 2-3. Now, if the Eagles can pull off the upset, they'll go to 3-3 out on the season, and the Sioux City Bandits will have their record drop to 4-3. So lots of things going on. Then the Salina Liberty, who get the upset win against the Omaha Beef last night, take on the Amarillo Venom. And the Amarillo Venom, are a team that is sitting in pretty good spot at 3-2, looking for that third place spot. So that'll be really interesting to see how that goes. Now, I can't go to the Marshals game, because actually the Marshals are on the road taking on the Bloomington Edge. So they're in Bloomington, Illinois. So the Mesquite Marshals hit the road for that game. So we can't catch that game Saturday night. However, it's going to be real interesting to see what happens in Champions Indoor Football, and we'll keep you apprised of that regarding the Mesquite Marshals and, of course, the Texas Revolution. We'll give you a roundabout of the league and keep you informed of the standings and stuff like that here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. And that being said, here, the name of the show. Let's move on into some of the other things that we're covering here on the Couch Potato Sports Show, again, on a Sunday morning. And, of course, if you know anything about the Couch Potato Sports Show, we have made Sunday a regular tradition, trying to get back to that tradition. So let's go ahead and let's move into the NFL. Let's talk about some of the news that is coming out of the NFL and some big, big-time news. Former New Orleans Saints defensive end Will Smith is shot and has passed on. Looks like he got into a little fender bender last night, and the person he hit took exception to whatever went out on the street and shot him dead. Now, I don't want to sound cold when I say it that way, but that's just the way it happened. They also shot his wife, but his wife is still alive, and she is actually at a local hospital right now, and so she is alive right now, but witnesses are saying that the shooting had at least 8 gunshots that were put out there. So the former first-round draft pick in 2004, Will Smith, has 9-year career with the Saints and was a member of the 2009 Super Bowl champions. So that is a loss out in the NFL. And so watch out. That's a motivation kind of thing for a football team, but sad news coming out of the NFL there. No one wants to hear about that as far as that's concerned. So looking at some of the other news that are coming out, and there is really an interesting situation here as far as Josh Gordon is concerned. There right now has not been any reinstatement status set for him. He's supposed to be able to kick it off in the 2016-2017 season of the NFL. But it's been 80 days since Josh Gordon had applied for reinstatement back to the NFL. So he has not heard anything from the vice principal, of course, that being Roger Goodell, as far as his status of playing this season. And with the fact that he's not been able to hear anything, I don't know if that means anything, unless Roger Goodell is just really trying to stick it to this guy. But if you really look at it, and as far as who Josh Gordon is, this guy's a punk. I mean, I'm just going to be honest. The guy's a punk, and he can't keep himself out of trouble. He couldn't keep himself out of trouble when he was on suspension. So, you know, I don't know. The Cleveland Browns need a weapon, and this guy is a weapon if he can keep himself out of trouble. But they would have a roster spot set for him if he was able to get reinstated from the NFL and Roger Goodell. But right now, if you believe what's being written out there, Cleveland, some of the people in charge are quite weary. So that probably means that he would be on the probably the trading block. They probably put him on the trading block and let that headache go someplace else. They've already done that with the former Texas A&M quarterback, Johnny Manziel. And there's been lots of talk about him and what's going on, and I don't know. It's just kind of crazy. Johnny Manziel, that guy can't keep out of the news, but on a good way, the Denver Broncos are actually – reportedly talking to him. But there's been some real interesting situation that happened, and we were unable to talk about it because we were not on the air. But Colin Kaepernick said no to a trade because he wouldn't take a pay cut. And I wanted to talk about that this morning because it's one of my things that I heard. And it just really makes me mad. I listen to these fans, and the fans make me sick. I mean, and sometimes they say the dumbest things. And one of the dumbest things that they say is, oh, the players should honor their contract. Oh, yes, they should honor. And then if something happens, like the guy's not playing well or whatever the case may be, they expect them to take a pay cut. Now, I'm missing this one here. You know, they should honor their contract. Well, how about the NFL and the NFL teams honoring the contracts? That's what I want to know. One of the things when you sign a contract, you put in good faith that you're going to be that guy. You're going to be available that time, and you're going to go ahead and you're going to get paid a certain amount. The NFL, depending on what kind of contract is written, the NFL and teams have the obligation to stand up to the terms of that contract, unless it's one of those contracts that says that it can bust you and get rid of you without notice. And in this case, it's not. Colin Kaepernick is due to make a lot of money in 2016. So he hasn't had a good 2 years. Well, you know, let's be honest. You take a look at the San Francisco 49ers. This is a football team that is not good. They can't keep a head coach. After 1 year, they go ahead, they get rid of the no name that no one ever heard of. The guy had no business having that job. So that situation in San Francisco, as far as that was concerned, it was a wash. This was a horrible football team, and putting the blame on Colin Kaepernick for the, you know, lack of success that football team had last year, I think it's almost irresponsible. Now, don't get me wrong. This guy's a punk. Without question, Colin Kaepernick is a punk. But asking him to take a pay cut just because he's got guaranteed money on the table from the San Francisco 49ers, it's unfair. So all you naysayers, 347-215-7497, get online and try to tell me about, you know, he should take a pay cut and be the same guy that turns around and say, oh, that player should honor his contract. See, and I've been talking about this for years. I think it's crazy. And it started with Terrell Owens. Terrell Owens said, no. You know what? I'm worth more than this. You can cut me. I'm not going to show up until I get paid. So he turned it around on the NFL. But in this case, Colin Kaepernick isn't turning around anything. Colin Kaepernick is taking the opportunity that he has as being under contract and making this NFL football team fork out the money.
Now, they can cut him, but they got to pay him because this is guaranteed money. And Colin Kaepernick, he is not, I'm going to tell you right now, he is in the driver's seat. Because if they get mad enough to cut him, he's still going to get that money. Then he's going to get a new contract. So watch out for that. I mean, this opportunity for Colin Kaepernick, come on, folks. Do a little business here. Do a little business. If they don't like him enough to where they're going to cut him, he's still going to get paid and he can get signed from another football team. So the opportunity there is there for Colin Kaepernick to do exactly maybe what he wants to do. Does he want to stay in San Francisco? I don't know. San Francisco, the 49ers, this is a football team that when I look at this team, I have got to ask my question, what the hell has happened? Well, it's really simple if you think about it, folks. I mean, you can say whatever you want about Jim Harbaugh, but that guy had that team under control. Under control. Now he's over in Michigan. Now they got a Michigan rule. We'll talk about that a little bit later as Brian Tarvin and quite possibly Cuervo will be joining us here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. As we got about another hour left to go in the show here for our Sunday morning show. But I'm going to tell you, this is one of those things that when you look at the NFL and how their bullying tactics are not working because of that situation, it's huge. I think it's huge. And I think that Colin Kaepernick has figured that part out, put them in that position where they're in good shape, where he's in good shape. And I applaud him. I think that's what he should do. Make him honor the contract. Make him pay the money that they said that they're going to pay. So that is huge. So we'll take a look at that part in what we do. You know, what we're going to do now is we're going to hear from our sponsors here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about Colin Kaepernick and where he is as a player and what's going on with him. What does his future hold? Will he remain a San Francisco 49er? That's going to be the big question as well. So we'll take that quick break here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. We'll be right back.
Unpleasant surprises can be annoying, but sometimes they can be devastating. If your retirement plan is vulnerable to unpleasant surprises, you do have a choice. There are strategies that can help ensure any surprise is a welcome one and reduce the threats to your retirement. Nest Egg Wealth Advisor specializes in helping protect your portfolio from unpleasant surprises. Visit nesteggadvice.com or give them a call at 972-412-6064 to request a guide to your nice, predictable retirement.
This is Sonny Clark, radio voice of your LA Eagles, letting you know about Palio's Italian Restaurant located at Del Rock in the 66. Make sure you get the opportunity to taste the Palio's Gourmet Pizza on their Facebook. There are many opportunities to find out about getting a free pizza or just take a taste of some of the other Italian plates that they have. That's Palio's Pizza located at 6702 Dal Rock Road, number 122, or give them a call at 214-703-9711.
Spirit Outfitters offers in-house screen printing, embroidery, team uniforms, custom apparel, rhinestone designs, laser engraving, and spirit wear. Your one-stop sports shop where you can actually shop at 3538 Lakeview Parkway, Suite 101, Rowlett. Find them on Facebook, Spirit Outfitters, www.thespiritoutfitters.com. Info at thespiritoutfitters.com. Approved GISD vendor, proudly supporting GISD athletics. Spirit Outfitters.
Yeah, here we are on That Being Said on a Sunday morning covering the sports here. Thanks to our people, our Lopes over in Rowlett. And, as, of course, we are going worldwide as well here on That Being Said on the Couch Potato Sports Show. Not sure if we're going to get our other co-hosts in or not. We'll find out. Don't forget, if you want some more national sports shows, catch Wayne in Sports Talk here on Blog Talk Radio. It's a good show, and my good buddy Brian Tarvin hosts that show. And then, of course, Saturday morning, Sports Talk with the Guys, home of the Monday Morning Quarterbacks on Saturday, take to the airwaves as well on Saturday. I've switched my schedule to where I only can listen to that in archive instead of listen live. So I get that opportunity to listen to that show. One of my favorite shows, I was a big part of that show as I joined them a lot on Saturday mornings. So. Okay, repositioning the microphone. Don't want to keep everybody, you know, driving them nuts with the noise. We are back here on a Saturday or Sunday morning. That being said, could you imagine? You have a contract and walking into your employer, and your employer says, you know what, you have a contract with us, you know, and it's guaranteed, we get it. But would you do me a favor? Could you do us a favor? Could you take a pay cut for us? That right there is what Colin Kaepernick is dealing with. Now, and I'm going to say this more so than anything, you know, is that fair for this young guy? No, it's obviously not fair. Is it warranted? Well, no, it's not warranted, and I'll tell you the reason why. When you look at Colin Kaepernick, this guy's a starter on at least 60% of the teams in the NFL right now. Now, granted, they may not be the best teams in the world out there, but that guy could start on any football team in the NFL. Obviously, unless you're talking about, you know, Tom Brady, you know, you talk about the Dallas Cowboys and Tony Romo. Heck, even Colin Kaepernick could be in the serious thoughts for heading on down to the New Orleans Saints. I mean, what's going on with Drew Brees? How much longer does he have going on? You know, he's not going to go to Indianapolis with Andrew Luck. He's not going to go up to Green Bay with Aaron Rodgers. I mean, I don't know. Could he go up to Detroit with Matthew Stafford, where Matthew Stafford lost his main weapon? So it's going to be real interesting to see where Matthew Stafford stands next year. But when you take a look at what is going on as far as the area is concerned in the NFL at quarterback, you need to be able to find a guy that can do the job. And right now, there's no one in San Francisco that can do the job. So that having been said, we're getting a little notice here on our computer. But take away from that, I mean, you can't expect Colin Kaepernick to take that. I mean, really think about it, folks. And you can be all team. You can be the guy that says, oh, you know, you got to do it for the team. No, you got to understand these football players, they don't have a lot of time to make their money. Colin Kaepernick has a guaranteed contract. Now, within the first 3 years of this contract, San Francisco had an opportunity to blow this guy right out of the water and laugh at him and say, you know what, we can cut you. Well, this year it doesn't happen that way. Colin Kaepernick stayed true to his contract. So every player or every fan, again, get online, try to argue this with me. You know, he should take a pay cut, but you be the same guy that he should honor his contract. I mean, this is the greatest middle finger to the NFL and NFL teams that are out there to let you know, listen, I'm not doing this. I have a contract. You've got to honor it, which is what, you know, the contracts in Major League Baseball are. They've got to honor those contracts. And this, in the case, normally in the NFL, depending on how the contract is written, the NFL can just dump you. An NFL team can just dump you and then not cost them a dime unless it goes against their cap. But coming out of their pocket to pay the player, that don't happen. Except in this case, where Colin Kaepernick has the guaranteed money for this year. Colin Kaepernick's going to make $12 million. He's going to go ahead and take a drop and pay? Just because the Denver Broncos want to get them? And let's be honest, folks, and I want to talk a little bit about the Denver Broncos, because that is the team that was in play to bring on Colin Kaepernick. You know, I'm reading out there, and many people out there, and you can get online, 347-215-7497, if you wish, if you want to defend the Broncos. Why would Colin Kaepernick, okay, this is just a statement and a thing to think about. Why would Colin Kaepernick, first of all, take the pay cut? That's number one. It's ridiculous. All you fans,
figure it out. But all you fans saying, well, he should really look at it because, John Elway, he'll take care of him. No, he won't. Folks, you look at the situation. Brock Osweiler's down in Houston now. Oh, he really took care of him. If you're good enough, he'll take care of you. Well, Brock Osweiler was good enough. He got a better money deal down in John Elway had the opportunity to match it. $4 million. Now, that's going to be the big question. $4 million. Was it worth it, John, if your team is not there? Now they can't even find a quarterback. I think it is hilarious. I mean, they are talking to Johnny Manziel, if you believe the reports that are coming out. And I'm just going to say right away, okay, if you're Johnny Manziel, and the Denver Broncos want to pay you. And fans of the Denver Broncos can't be happy with what's going on. They don't have a quarterback yet. We're about ready to go into training camp, and they're going to go in with a backup. I forget his name. I'll find that in a moment. But this team is actually thinking about bringing Johnny, if you believe the reports, Johnny Manziel on board.
Ernie, it was terrible. Crazy knucklehead, terrible.
It is. It's terrible. It's a terrible move. It's a stupid move. And if you're a Johnny Manziel lover, and I know you may, that with our locs down here in Rowlett, I'm going to tell you right now, Johnny Manziel is the biggest head case in the NFL right now. The biggest. Maybe Josh Gordon is. But close second is Johnny Manziel. Just depend. I mean, we just haven't heard much from Josh Gordon, so maybe Josh Gordon is the second biggest head case in the NFL because we haven't heard very much from him. But we should just say it again.
Ernie, that was terrible.
Crazy knuckleheaded terrible is the words that are key in that. You're bringing on Johnny Manziel. Well, I think there's something to be said about that. And I want to know what the Vegas is saying. I want to know what the odds are. Because I'm going to tell you right now, if you think that Johnny Manziel, first of all, gets picked up. This is what I say. Okay. The Denver Broncos are actually seriously bringing on Johnny Manziel. I wonder what the odds are. But I'm going to tell you right now, if John Elway is as smart as I think he is, okay? All right. Johnny Manziel being part of the Denver Broncos, I would take that bet all day that he wouldn't, all day long. I would.
Lay that wood, baby.
That's exactly what I would do. I'd lay that down. Now, if the Denver Broncos are dumb enough to sign this guy, would he be a washout in the NFL and for the Denver Broncos? I think I'd take the bet that he would. I think he would be the guy that washes out, and I would go ahead and I would
lay
that
wood, baby.
Exactly. I'd lay that wood. I'd take that bet all day long. Because all you got to do is take a look at Johnny Manziel and where he stands and what he is all about. Johnny Manziel has been all about Johnny Manziel. Now, to a certain point, I actually respect that. To a certain point. But one thing you can't do if you're Johnny Manziel, okay, is make it about yourself if you're going to the Denver Broncos and if John Elway is dumb enough to give you money to play football in the NFL. Matter of fact, Johnny Manziel is going to be picked up, but the fact that it's the Denver Broncos completely surprises me. There are teams out there that could use a backup quarterback, but the problem with Johnny Manziel is he thinks he's an NFL starter, and frankly, he's nowhere close to it. And if John Elway thinks that Johnny Manziel is a starting quarterback in the NFL today, I just want to know what he's toking on. I really do. Because that's a serious toke. Pass that blunt this way.
unbelievable. I don't know. The Broncos are in a situation where they don't have a starting quarterback, and we're about ready to walk into it. So something's going to have to happen if you're the Denver Broncos. And some other NFL news, which I think is quite interesting, as I've been keeping my eye on what's going on out into the world of the NFL, because now the NFL is all year long. Okay, you can take a look at news all year long, and you're going to get something coming. And there's big news coming in Baltimore. I don't know if this helps. And I want to talk a little bit about this as well. If you go to the Ravens, Baltimore Ravens, they go ahead and they sign Trent Richardson, a washout. I mean, former first-round draft pick, you know, did nothing over, you know, with his first team. Then he heads on over to Indianapolis, doesn't do anything there. Now the Ravens want to take a shot at him. But really, when you think about the Ravens, they don't have a running game per se. I mean, Justin Forsett, I like the guy. Always liked him up in Seattle until, of course, Marshawn Lynch came and, you know, edged him out of his starting position. Granted, at that time, he wasn't producing, and Marshawn Lynch was. But the fact that this football team, they have Justin Forsett, they bring on Trent Richardson. The only word that comes to my mind is retread. You're trying to get some guys that might be able to play good. You're looking to your team to maybe be able to get a guy out on the football field and make a difference. Maybe. So having all that set, okay, when you take a look at this football team and you take a look at what is expected out on the football field week in, week out, Trent Richardson's not the answer. And the Baltimore Ravens have bought into this guy and bought into it. Now, granted, I don't think they're going to be paying a lot for this guy in reality. I'll see if I can get the numbers on this. But the fact of the matter is, whether or not they go ahead and do that will be the question as far as money is concerned. But really, you think about the Ravens. This is a football team that is not healthy. I don't know what happened at the quarterback position for this football team last year. Joe Flacco had a horrible season last year, and I don't know if it was because of personnel. I think there was some undertone on it. I think there could have been an injury situation up there. But according to what everybody's looking at, is the Baltimore Ravens are going to be healthy in 2016. And if that be the case, that's going to be huge over there in the AFC North. Where you got the Steelers over there trying to make noise and trying to stay up on top in that division. The Steelers are a good football team each and every year. The only problem is I don't know if their head coach is the right head coach for that football team. We'll probably talk about that a little bit more later, whether it be today or later on in the week. But Mike Tomlin, is he the answer? The Cincinnati Bengals also fighting in the AFC North, and then you add up on the fact that maybe Baltimore will be good. They'll have their Terrell Suggs back, but will Joe Flacco be 100%? That's going to be the big question. But Trent Richardson, you know, he expects to sign with the Ravens. So he's a former number three pick. So, and they can't sign anybody until, for some reason, until April 18th. I think that's just some rule within the NFL that they can't sign until then. But we're talking about the AFC North, and I want to. We have been talking about it since we started our show in 2009. The Couch Potato Sports Show debuted in February 2009. One of our first show is how is Marvin Lewis keeping his job over in Cincinnati? And now, guess what? He's definitely kept his job. How is that? Because they go ahead and they add another year on the extension for Marvin Lewis. Now, I want to know, how does this guy get that done? Now, the difference here. This is different. I feel for the guy, but I feel more for Andy Dalton, who gets hurt in the second round playoffs, where they have to bring in A.J. McCarron to go ahead and try to take him to the Super Bowl and win the Super Bowl. But there's a new contract for Marvin Lewis, and it was due to expire after this season. Now, whether or not they want to keep him in there, I don't know. But we've talked about this for a long, long time up on our show. In 2009, it was one of our first shows. And I don't know. Something tells me that if you're Marvin Lewis, you really, really are in good position for some reason. And it's not because that football team wins football games. And we've talked about it on this show. Let's go ahead and bring him on in.
You didn't know.
In case you didn't know.
Your ass better come. Somebody.
Let's go ahead and bring in the fine co-host of this program, Matt Cuervo. Welcome back to the land of the USA. Welcome back home. Glad you made it home safe, my friend. How are you doing today?
I appreciate that, Tony. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good. We're getting back into our regular mode here as things took a turn, but we are back on a Sunday morning as we got to kick the show off a little bit early because of some new obligations that I have. That having been said, we're here on a Sunday morning. We've talked about it before, Kier Cuervo, about a football team that is sitting in a coach that's taking advantage of some kind of situation. Marvin Lewis gets a contract extension. This is huge news in the NFL. And I say it's huge because this is a guy that hasn't been able to get out of the first round of the playoffs. And, you know, go back and we can talk about all that stuff. But Marvin Lewis, another year. Good move by for the Bengals, or what do you want to do? I mean, if you want to talk about consistency, at least they had it at the head coaching position. Whether he deserved it or not, I guess that's the bigger story.
I think it's, because it's a one-year deal, Sonny, I think it's a good move. You can almost make the argument that he gets a free pass for last year because of the injury to Andy Dalton. I think a lot of people really feel like if Dalton was in that game against the Steelers in the first round, Cincinnati would have had a much better chance of winning. They should have won the game without Andy Dalton, to be honest with you. However, things kind of took a downward spiral at the last second and just didn't quite work out. But I think a lot of Bengals fans and the organization probably feel like had Andy Dalton been in that game, the Bengals would have definitely won. So I think what that constitutes is, we weren't at our 100% and things like that in the postseason. And I think, really what it comes down to is to get to the postseason, you got to take care of business in the regular season. And you got to admit, Sonny, Cincinnati's done that with Marvin Lewis as the head coach the past few years. It just, when you have teams, when you have to go through certain guys like Ben Roethlisberger and Tom Brady and Peyton Manning and things like that, it's a challenge. So I think that's the way that Cincinnati looks at it, is like, look, if we let Marvin Lewis go, who are we realistically going to hire to replace him as a head coach? And I'll tell you, when you look at the market of coaches that are available, Cincinnati probably downgrades if they let Marvin Lewis go. So I think that's the way they look at it. And, obviously you want to give yourself the best chance to win and make the postseason. So I think I honestly, Sonny, as much as we bash Marvin Lewis and we bash the Cincinnati Bengals for always going one and done in the postseason, I think this is the right move for them.
It'll be really interesting to see how that moves on, whether or not if they have a good season, don't make the playoffs, or whatever the case may be, how that extension is handled. But let's do this. Let's bring in the scorekeeper himself. Putting him in. I'm going to bring him in right now into the Couch Potato Sports Show. Good morning, scorekeeper.
Morning.
Morning. Smile.
Not going to happen.
Not going to happen. Well, you got to be able. How you doing this? Well, sounds like you're a little depressed. You know, I don't know. I think I do have something that will make you feel better, though. You ready? This is just for the scorekeeper.
Lay that wood, baby.
Good morning. How you doing, scorekeeper?
I'm tired. I thought I missed out on the program. I thought you guys were going at 6 a.m.
So we were.
I snapped awake. Okay, fair enough. I snapped awake, made the coffee, and just as I called in before I activated the computer, I hear the intro for Cuervo, and my thinking is, oh, God, did he get it wrong again?
No, we had we're actually on 6 a.m. your time, but we had to reschedule because of wonderful Blog Talk Radio and their situation there. So, and now I don't know how much you keep up with the Cincinnati Bengals and Marvin Lewis and how much we've talked about it over the years. What's your take there really quick there on Marvin Lewis and the Cincinnati Bengals?
Well, first of all, Sonny, in addition to Boston, Cincinnati is the second city which I abhor. So any failure that I can see in Cincinnati, I just absolutely love it. And this is the red. This is the Bengals. This is just, it's Cincinnati. Gentlemen, if you are ever feeling depressed, really, really, just go find a Cincinnati whatever chat room. Oh, my God. It is the Twilight Zone all over again. These guys, you know what? Just go find one. Just go find one. These guys believe that they are the second coming, that their teams are always on the verge of winning it all, and that they love flashing these statistics. Did you know that for the last 3 weeks in the month of June, during the highlight of the, you know, whatever, that the Reds were the best team in baseball or the Bengals? And it's just like, yeah, whatever, dude.
Well, what about Cleveland, though? Isn't Cleveland that kind of team? I mean, with the same thing with, obviously, the Indians, but they've won a championship. That's right. Well, the Cleveland Browns are still, having their, they're still having their problems.
But, Sonny, their theme is a little more like Chicago. It's not a cheap shot against Cuervo or anything, but they acknowledge their lot in life. The Indians, the Cleveland Browns, dude, they've gone through some trials and tribulations the last 20, 30 years. They're realists. They will never, ever, ever look to you when they're in fourth place or last place and tell you, we're the best team in America. They will never do that. Bengal fans, Reds fans, they will tell you, did you know that during the second quarter for 7 minutes that we controlled the ball for seven whole minutes? God, we're the best football team there is. Yeah, whatever, dude. Yes.
All right. So,
too bad it's 60 minutes the entire game, not 7 minutes in the second quarter, dude.
Great.
But anyway, all right. But all kidding aside, I am somewhat familiar with this situation, and I am surprised. I was listening in from the point Cuervo came in. And, Sonny, the decision-making, I just don't get it, Sonny. I really don't get it. You would think they would try to apply some logic to this, but no, I have no answer to it, buddy. This is a sad team that has sad management, and
I don't know. We have been bashing, Marvin Lewis on this show. I mean, if you listen any portion, we're usually figuring out a way to get to him at least once a month, ripping up on him. That having been said, the Bengals in that tough division, and I want to bring it back in Cuervo. Welcome back into the show. He had to drop off, but he came back in. But you look at the AFC North there, Cuervo. This is a tough division because, I mean, I don't know. Can you expect the Ravens to be as bad as they were last year? You have the Bengals up there fighting for it. The Steelers are a constant right there. And I don't know if the Browns get rid of Josh Gordon, and since they got rid of Johnny Manziel, will they be better getting rid of the head cases? This could be one of the craziest divisions in football as far as the NFL is concerned there, Cuervo.
It could be. I really believe that it'll be between the Ravens and the Bengals, I think, this coming up season. I'd have to take a look at the rosters again, but just going off the top of my head and what I remember and what these teams have done in the offseason. Obviously, Baltimore's made some nice moves, adding guys like Eric Weddle from the San Diego Chargers.
Yes.
So, you know, the defense is instantly better. And I believe, if I remember right, they added a top wide receiver piece, and I can't think of who it is, but I'm pretty sure I remember Baltimore's name bringing in a receiver. So that's something that obviously Joe Flacco is going to need to to do what he does best, and that's win games. So I think Baltimore is going to be a lot better than they were last year. Cincinnati, you can expect them to pretty much do what they did last year, win 10 to 11 games. And but I think the wild card is the Steelers. I mean, I don't know what to expect from them this year. They obviously they're going to have their guys back. Le'Veon Bell will be back. They're going to lose. I want to say it's Martavis Bryant, because he's too much into drugs, so they're going to lose him for the season. But other than that, I mean, the Steelers is a team that I know you are big on them, Sonny, but I don't know whether they're going to be better or not.
Well, I'm big on them because that's a football team that usually finds a way to win, even though when they shouldn't. I mean, and they've been doing that for years. And to me, when I look at the NFL and I look at football and talking about that game itself, when you just find ways to win football games, it just makes you a better football team. Now, granted, it don't make you the consistent there. You got to find a way to win. But in the NFL, when you got guys going down or whatever the case may be, you've got to find a way and figure out a way to win football games. And they have been able to do that this year. But Ben Roethlisberger, yet another year, vital guys that are not going to be in the lineup, that's going to be a huge situation as well. So when I look at the Pittsburgh Steelers, let's just put it this way. I don't have them necessarily winning the division, but I also say you can't count them out. Because if you remember a couple of years back, and then a couple of years even before that, we're talking about three teams from the AFC North making the playoffs. You had the winners, and then you had two wild cards coming out of that, which meant the other AFC division champions were the only ones in the playoffs. The other two wild cards came directly from this division. So this is a division that has three top guys. And think about it. If you think about it, they have their top quarterbacks with Flacco. They have their top quarterback in Pittsburgh with Ben Roethlisberger. And they have Andy Dalton over there. So they got three number one quarterbacks starting in this division. And you can go to the other divisions, you can find it. But can you find three of the four that are number one quarterbacks there, scorekeeper, that can bring your team into the playoffs? In most divisions, you only got two, maybe even one, if you look over in the AFC East.
Yeah, you know, Sonny, a year ago I would have said that you had three quarterbacks on the East. But right now, this division, Sonny, it's really, really good. You've got three, I'm going to say, good quarterbacks. But the Pittsburgh Steelers, and I want to comment on them real quick, but I wonder if we can go back to the Cincinnati Bengals in a moment, because something happened on Friday. I don't know if you guys know about it. But someone died. And someone didn't intercede in an accident, one of the players. But anyway, that's for the Cincinnati Bengals. I'll get to that in a moment. Guys, Pittsburgh Steelers, look, is their defense? The defense is 1 year older now, Sonny.
Yep.
I think, you know, Ben Roethlisberger, I think he's still a number one quarterback. Look at what he did with his receiving corps this year.
Absolutely.
Dude,
yep.
It shocked me. I mean, look, guys. It just goes to show you that when you have a quarterback that has been there in the battle, my goodness, if you give him a guy that can catch the ball, that's it. It doesn't have to be a big-name guy. This Pittsburgh Steelers, I have some questions about their defense, but, dude, look at where they went in the playoffs, for goodness sake. Look at how far they got. I think the Steelers are still going to be good, Sonny, but, yeah, he's got some competition against the other quarterback. Let's see. Look. Where's Oakland? Would Carr even rate as a good quarterback? They were 7-9, but you've got Denver, who is now minus a quarterback, and you know there's maybe one good quarterback in that division. So going with what you said, yeah, Sonny, you are hard pressed to find two quarterbacks in a division, much less three. This is a strong division, Sonny.
Strong division, and when you got that number one spot, you know, the most important spot out on the football field covered, you're just definitely a better football team. Now, I want to jump back into what you're talking about. I want to go back to Denver. Now, and I've talked about it on my Facebook, but Colin Kaepernick had the opportunity to be the quarterback of the Denver Broncos. He says, well, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm not taking a pay cut. And I love this FU that Colin Kaepernick – now, and with it all being put out there, I want to just – I believe Colin Kaepernick is a punk. Don't like him. But what he is doing is telling everybody, fans and other professionals, you know, that say, you know, a player should stick up to their contract, you know. So Colin Kaepernick's doing it. And those same guys, Cuervo, who says that they should live up to their contract, are saying that this guy should take a pay cut. So I'm really confused here as far as the Colin Kaepernick situation. I think Colin Kaepernick, first of all, Colin Kaepernick is a good quarterback. I'm just going to put that out there right now. The fact of the matter is this guy doesn't have a head coach or a team. That football team in San Francisco is in such disarray, it's unbelievable. And the only thing they really got going for him is Colin Kaepernick. There's nothing else out there. They're losing guys right and left. So that having been said, can we finally say to the naysayers, oh, this guy should take the pay cut, and them being the same guys that say that he lives up to his contract, can we just bitch slap him one time? That's what I want to do. Can we bitch slap those guys that do that and they expect Colin Kaepernick to take a pay cut?
I think that while you may see it as he's doing the noble thing and living up to his contract, I just think he wants to keep getting paid the way he is. I mean, that's what I really believe, because here's the thing. I'll bring this question to the table. Would you rather A, be a starter and get paid less on a better team, or B, ride the bench on a not so good team and get paid more money? Which one would you rather do?
Well, would he ride the bench, though, Cuervo?
Yes.
Who's going to be the starter in San Francisco? You really look at it, who's going to be the starter in San Francisco over Colin Kaepernick right now? I mean,
Chip Kelly has already talked about either starting Gabbert or they're going to draft somebody. It's already been talked about.
Okay, all right. So you know, and this is the head coach from Philadelphia that we're talking about, that moves over there, that destroyed I'm going to tell you right now, the Philadelphia Eagles were a good football team at the time when Chip Kelly took a step in there. So Chip Kelly is talking about starting Blaine Gabbert.
Oh, that was terrible. Crazy knuckleheaded, terrible.
Crazy knuckleheaded would be what I would say. Hey, and this guy comes from the Jaguars. I love Blaine Gabbert. Don't get me wrong. Blaine Gabbert had a little success, but it reminds me of a quarterback that Sonny thinks is the biggest joke in the NFL, Brian Hoyer. He has a couple of good games at the end of the season on games that mean absolutely nothing, and now Brian Hoyer's the second coming. Same thing over there with Gabbert. Has a couple of good games. Now this guy's all of a sudden the second coming over in San Francisco. That's the biggest mistake. And if Chip Kelly is going to fall for that, which it sounds like it, from what you're saying, and I do remember him saying that now because, you know, Sonny's taking a couple shots to the head. He's lucky to remember his own name. This would be the biggest mistake. Now, if they go to the draft, that's fine, but you still have to have – you can't really go to the draft and expect the first-year quarterback to come out and make a difference. And also look at that division, the NFC – The NFC West with Arizona, who's always going to be good right now because they got a great coach and knows personnel. Then you got then you have Seattle. That's going to be a situation. And the Rams, I don't know if they're going to be good, bad, or indifferent. Probably indifferent. But you still got three teams to fight for in the division. Do you expect to put out that rookie quarterback who doesn't know the NFL speed, and that team will be 0-3 and pretty much out of it by week number four? Maybe it's me. I don't know. But I look at the logistics and the simplicity of what the NFL is at times. And when you get down 0-3, it's going to be hard for you to make it. First of all, win the division, never mind make the playoffs.
Right. And you know, maybe we need to call Chip Kelly's bluff. But, I mean, that's the stuff that I've been hearing about. So, and you know how that goes. I mean, it could just be a gimmick and just something that he's saying just to throw other teams off and whatnot. But at the same time, I mean, you look what he did in Philadelphia. It wouldn't surprise me if he is serious about starting Gabbert or starting a rookie that they would draft over Colin Kaepernick.
Who's the one that has the pedigree that Chip Kelly in the draft this year would be able to match up? You know, Chip Kelly being that, you know, that spread offense kind of thing going on. I mean, and you would know better than I would, Cuervo. Is there anybody in the draft that would fit the mold of what Chip Kelly would want at the quarterback position? Because I'll be honest, I looked at some of the guys that are out there, and I don't think there's anybody that really fits that mold.
Well, he's very interested. And I think the 49ers as an organization are really interested just because he could probably they could probably get him at some type of hometown discount. Is his name is Jared Goff, and he's the quarterback from Cal. That's a kid that they really like a lot. So that would be the quarterback that they would probably go for if the opportunity is obviously there.
Interesting. So I don't know. Over in there in California, where scorekeeper is as well as as well as Cuervo, scorekeeper. I mean, knowing what you know about San Francisco, and you know, you have a couple of people you know that are San Francisco 49er fans. What is their take on what's happening? Do they like the Chip Kelly hire over there in San Francisco? Do they wish it was somebody else? What is the situation over there in San Francisco regarding fan response to Chip Kelly?
Okay, Boston 1, Cincinnati 2. San Francisco 3. Be that as it may, Sonny, all kidding aside, and thank you for that, I do know a few people who are San Francisco fans.
Yes.
And they've been quiet on the Chip Kelly deal, so I don't know. But guys, you guys know better than I do what Chip Kelly will allegedly bring to a team. And I think that his calls, what Cuervo was commenting about earlier, is he's trying to send a message. We don't know what the message is, but I think he's sending it to Colin Kaepernick. Now, look, enlighten me, guys.
Colin Kaepernick.
How many years are on this deal? What is left on this deal that he has?
I'd have to look that up, but I know he's getting $11 million guaranteed this year.
Okay. To answer Cuervo's question about where you want to play, and maybe it wasn't a question, he was making a statement, but I want to add to that. Guys, I want the money. Guys, there's no greed here. He was signed to it. That's what management gave him. I want to play for the money, period. Do I want to go to another team and earn less? Well, the only way that would happen is if they somehow lose my contract. He's not going anywhere else. He has the contract. He's going to get paid. So what do you want to do? Do you want to get paid? Yes. Do you want to start? Yes. Are they going to sit me? Go ahead and sit me for $11 million. Go ahead.
Okay.
Now, I want to play, and Colin Kaepernick, I think he's talented. So it's obviously something is going on in that clubhouse that's not good, and they've got to fix it. Chip Kelly, I think he can fix it, believe it or not. But you got to stake out your territory. And you got to be smart about it. And that shot by Chip Kelly, that's just saying, hello, this is what's going to happen. right or wrong, and it's good. It's good. This is old football, guys. They use the media. Fine. Do I want Colin Kaepernick to do well? Believe it or not, yes. The NFL is better with a good Colin Kaepernick, in my humble opinion.
I lost my transmission. I heard everything you said there, Cuervo, but scorekeeper, but I am now on my headphones more, the cell phone than the internet here is with my connection.
Can barely hear you, Sonny.
Yeah, he faded out really bad.
Yeah, Sonny, it's like you're whispering and breaking up. So while you figure out your thing.
Phone. I hate this
phone. There you go.
I'll try to make a connection. Try to get back in.
Okay, try to make that happen. Cuervo, was I wrong in interpreting you, or did I not get what you were trying to say about Colin Kaepernick and the deal?
Yeah, well, it was a scenario type question. Would you rather A, be on a better team, get paid less, and start, or B, be on a team that's not as good, but get paid more to be on the bench? Well, I mean, I think obviously most people would the politically correct answer would be no. I want to start. I want to play. Come on, really. If you can get paid more money to not have to have that headache of being a starting quarterback, you're going to take it. All right, that's the reality of it. So, and that's what Colin Kaepernick's doing. He's taking the bench spot with more money on a not so good team over. Well, crap, I could start for the world champions but get paid less. Now here's the problem though, scorekeeper, and for those who don't know, the reason that he never got traded to Denver is because, as Sonny mentioned earlier, right? So Colin Kaepernick is due $11 million this year. The breakdown in the trade that happened was the split up of the who's going to pay how much of the salary, okay? Because according to the contract, as Sonny mentioned, Colin Kaepernick is due $11 million this year. Well, if he gets traded to Denver, now Denver is obligated to pay a portion of that. Well, Denver was only willing to pay $4 million out of that 11, and they wanted San Francisco to pay the other 7. San Francisco said, hell no, I'm not doing that. We're not doing that. And they wanted to make it more even, and Denver was not about it. They said $4 million, take it or leave it. So San Francisco said thanks, but no thanks. And that's why he's still a 49er.
Wow. All right, Cuervo. I think Denver misjudged it. They had a good deal. They were going to get Kaepernick, and I think that they thought that they could stuff San Francisco with it, and San Francisco said no. Wow. Okay, guys, I understand the whole thing now. Cuervo, I think your statement, and forgive me on this, I think it's a false dichotomy, dude. He has no choice. He was still going to get the money. So that's why I was like, well, wait a minute. Is Kaepernick a free agent or not? No, he's not. He's signed to a deal. So in a perfect world, Cuervo, let me answer it now. Do you take the money and play and possibly even sit, or do you have a chance to go to another team, earn less, but be a starter? Okay, that's not Kaepernick's position. But if you ask me, I will go for a chance to win and earn a little bit less. Sure, a little bit less. Come on. Am I in my last years of my contract? Maybe. I don't know. But if Kaepernick were a free agent, I would take less for a chance to win. But he's not a free agent. So it was a deal that went bad. So I would just argue that point, guys. In a perfect world, I think most people, if they had a chance to win, they would take less. Most, not all.
Let me see. Can you guys hear me now a little bit better?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me throw this out there. It's Colin Kaepernick that would not take a pay cut. That had nothing to do with San Francisco, by the way. San Francisco was going to take the deal as long as Colin Kaepernick agreed with it. Colin Kaepernick is in a
very good position as far as his contract is concerned, because that money is guaranteed. So he can say yay or nay to take that deal, because San Francisco wasn't going to pony up any more money of what they were going to pay in order for them to go to Denver. So it was Colin Kaepernick that said, no, I'm not taking the $4 million pay cut, which, by the way, if you were getting paid what he was getting paid, and then someone said, you know, you need to take a $4 million hit for the good of the team. If I was Colin Kaepernick, which I'm not, but Colin Kaepernick did exactly what I would do, give him a thumbs up or give him the middle finger and say, listen, this is my contract. I'm honoring my contract, like every other person says. Oh, why aren't you honoring your contract? Well, I'm honoring the contract. You guys are honoring his reality for more NFL players to make sure that they get the contract that they want. Now, during the first 3 years of that contract, that new contract that was signed, the San Francisco 49ers could have cut him in year number two and year number three and wouldn't have cost him a penny. Now that he stayed on, now it's going to cost him $11 million. Hey, they tried to play the game, and the game didn't work.
We're losing you, Sonny.
It ended up costing them, and it's going to cost him $11 million. Sonny, doing it.
I didn't. Cuervo, were you able to make it out the last 20 seconds?
No, you're fading away, Sonny. It's sounding real faded out and distorted.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm not going to be able to get on. It's the Blog Talk Radio system that's a jacked up mess.
All right, sorry about that, Sonny. But it's funny, when you explain the problem, then you were clear. Wasn't it funny? It's like, we understood that. But, guys, I actually think that we're all on the same side on this. We're just, I think we're misinterpreting the whole thing that Denver wanted him to take a pay cut. Is that the way I'm seeing it? Because if that's the case, no. I'm earning $11 million, and you want me to now earn $4 million? No. I like my team, and I think there's a chance to win over here. I'm still in my 20s. Are you effing kidding me? No way. I might take less money if you add a year and extend my contract. I would do that, Colin Kaepernick. If I have 4 years remaining at $11 million guaranteed, okay, you know what? I'll drop to 9 or 8, but you give me another year. And I'll work with you on – I will restructure my contract gladly. But no. Denver wanted to take a big pay cut. Hey, no. You know what? They wanted him. There's talent there. So, no, I'll agree that Colin Kaepernick did this one, and he did it right. Good for him.
Yeah, good for him. And then I'll say, if anybody expects, I also hear, you know, John Elway will take care of you. I wouldn't hold my breath on that statement. That would be tough.
Hey, Sonny, Cuervo, both of you guys, think about this. As we are progressing in life, and if we had the choice to go where we wanted, maybe closer to home or to some paradise place, but the thing was, yeah, you got to accept a little bit less, but your commute will be shorter, you'll be in a friendly area, next to family, whatever, blah, blah, blah. You guys would do it, right?
Absolutely.
If it's attractive,
that just depends on how much money is up on what you're talking about.
Bingo. Yes, it depends. He's getting
I mean, I love my family and all, but I'm not going to take the big pay cut to be near them, especially if you talk about that kind of money.
Well, right. It depends how much of a pay cut we're talking about. This guy is, all right, let's do it financially. $11 million, he's taking home $5 million clean. Clean. That's his. He is now going to earn $4 million. He's going to take home less than $2 million. That's unbelievable.
Actually, the number you're mistaken on, Cuervo, is he would make $7 million. They were asking him to take a $4 million cut off of $11
million. Okay. You know what?
Okay, yeah. I must have misread it or something. I knew it was seven. The number 7 and 4 was involved.
Guys, whether it's 7 or 4 million, you know, again, I would have come back had I been Colin Kaepernick. I said, okay, you know what? I will make $7 million this year,
and $7 million next, and seven, but you owe me $4 million. You need to extend my contract. I'll work with you guys. Extend my contract. All right?
I get
now,
a guarantee.
Yes. Guarantee. Or pay me a bonus that doesn't reflect on the thing, on the payroll thing for the tax
yep.
stuff. Give me that bonus up front. Hey, you know what? That's what I would have done. I would have reworked my contract. To play on a winning, on a possibly winning team, yes, I'll rework my contract. But I will not lose the money. I earned it. It's mine. Someone thought I was deserving of it. I'm going to keep it. And I'm leaving my home of San Francisco. So, nah.
Definitely. Well, as we got 10 more minutes left to go in the show, what I'm going to do is listen, since my connection's not good. Cuervo, let's shoot it over to you, something you want to talk about before we're out of here.
Well, Sonny, I mean, I hate to end the show on a heavy note, but, you know, for those who haven't heard, I don't know what time late last night it happened, but we had a very horrible tragic incident in the NFL that happened. For those who, again, who don't know, he's a former defensive end for the New Orleans Saints, Will Smith. I'm sure you guys are familiar with the name. The football player, not the actor, of course. You know, he was pretty impactful on that team, but unfortunately, someone took his life. He was pretty much murdered. They're trying to make it sound as if, and I didn't read details, but it was a road rage incident. He was shot and killed. And to me, that doesn't constitute killing somebody. To me, it's just cold-blooded murder. And, you know, I unfortunately, it's one of those situations where you think, that person took his life. Was it really worth it? Was it really worth whatever, whether he cut him off or he, maybe almost hit him on accident or something like that? I mean, gosh, what's wrong with people today? That's what my question is. But, prayers go out to his family and, the family that he's left behind, and it's just sad news. It really is. It's sad to hear.
Gentlemen, right here on Deadspin.com, they have an update at 2:38 a.m. According to police, the shooting occurred during an argument after Smith's car was rear-ended. And this is the statement. The 34-year-old male victim's vehicle was traveling eastbound on Sophia Wright Place when his vehicle was hit in the rear by a Hummer H2. The collision caused the victim's Mercedes G63 SUV to strike the rear of a Chevrolet Impala who was traveling along with the victim. The male victim and the driver of the Hummer exchanged words, at which time the driver of the Hummer produced a handgun and shot the male victim multiple times and his 34-year-old wife twice in the right leg. The male victim was pronounced dead on the scene. The female victim was transported to a local hospital. The 30-year-old driver of the Hummer is in custody and being interviewed by police. The gun used has been recovered. That as of 2:38 a.m. this morning. 2:38 a.m. on Deadspin.com.
Good update on that one there. It's one of those things. Will Smith was a baller for the Saints, and it's a story. I hate the story, especially with the situation, a little minor fender bender. It's just one of those stories that you wish never happened.
And by the way, gentlemen, the link to the article is in the chat room, and it's on Deadspin.com. I believe it is their primary story, so if you head there, and for anyone else listening live and later in the archive, it's right there. It's Will Smith shot to death. And Cuervo, dude, this was an accident. This was a fender bender, and someone is dead because of it. There are just no words for that, dude. There's none. It's cold blooded murder.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I agree. And I hope that dude stays in custody for a very long time, too. And it's not just because it's, you know, a former NFL player or anything like that. I mean, if it was, you know, Will Smith, the factory worker, or Will Smith, the, you know, the grocery store manager, whatever, to kill somebody over a fender bender, come on. You know, we got to be better than that as citizens of this great country. And, you know, for people like that, they don't deserve to. And I know I'm not very big on the word deserve, but you know, people like that don't deserve to live in a great, you know, place like the USA. So hopefully he sits in a dark room for a very long time.
Hey, by the way, let me just jump into this really quick. I want to jump back to Colin Kaepernick real quick because I got the update. It is guaranteed money this year, which is $11.9 million, $12 million. He's also guaranteed in 2017 at $14.5 million. This guy ain't going nowhere. There's just way too much money on the table. It's guaranteed in 2017 and guaranteed in 2018 for $5.2 million. That's the guaranteed portion. This guy ain't going nowhere. He's going to be he's going to be a San Francisco 49er for at least the next 2 years.
Well, Sonny, I think he will play somewhere. If Chip Kelly wants to get rid of him, he will go somewhere. Look, you mentioned it is tough to find three good quarterbacks in the division, much less two.
Yep.
Guys, hey, Cuervo, if you had a chance for Kaepernick on your team, would you take him?
For the right price. Then again, Jay Cutler's getting paid.
Depending on who you have.
yeah. Then again, I mean, a guy like Jay Cutler's getting paid, you know, 20-something million bucks a year. And, yeah, that's what you're getting with him. But, yeah, I mean, it's for the right price. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. And I think the Broncos recognize that. Like, look, this is what we feel you're worth. And Kaepernick's like, nah, dude, no, that's not what I think. So that's why he's still a 49er. But, you know, I've talked with some people who just, you know, occasional just social talk or whatever about football. What would you guys, I mean, and this has been brought up a couple times to my attention. Should the Broncos maybe go after a guy like Ryan Fitzpatrick? Because he's not committed to the Jets right now. He's not committed to anybody. He's a UFA, unrestricted free agent. He can just sign wherever he wants with whoever he wants. And I've heard Fitzpatrick to Denver from a couple of people. And honestly, I think it kind of makes sense if you guys really, if you think about it. So I don't know what your guys' opinion on that, but
I think it's a big risk for to go on 1 year of Fitzpatrick having a good year in New York playing for the Jets. It's too much of a risk when you are the returning champions, Super Bowl champions, to go with a guy that is hot and cold. He just happened to be hot last year. Will he end up being cold? Is he worth that amount of money, which is going to be $15 million, which is the going rate for Fitzpatrick. So that's another thing. I think John Way, in this case, I think John Elway wanting to stay away from Fitzpatrick is the right move.
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, if that's what his asking price is, then yeah, I probably would stay away from that. I didn't realize he wanted so much money.
Well,
you know, for one,
he would sign him. He'd be a free agent where if they someone would have to sign him, and he would end up being that franchise tag is what the situation is. And if he doesn't match the franchise, he's going to get the top five salary of the top five of the quarterbacks, and that would be $15 million.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, I guess I didn't look into the numbers enough, but I just thought maybe he would be a fit in Denver.
just because of the type of quarterback he is. And I mean, I wouldn't even say that he was hot for this one season. I mean, everywhere he's gone, Sonny, he's won, you know, 8 to 10 games.
Yeah.
For whatever team he's played for. So to me, I think, you know, this is a guy you could plug in, could get you right there in the playoff race once again. You could probably win 10 to 12 games with Fitzpatrick as your quarterback. And obviously the defense, as you know, as good as they are, they can carry a big portion of the team as well.
You bet. Well, that's going to – if we're running down here, we got about a minute left, and unfortunately I can't hang on, or I would. That's going to do it for us here on a Sunday morning. That being said, good to hear from you guys again. We're going to be back here on Sundays every Sunday and doing That Being Said. So good to hear you guys.
Same to you, Sonny.
Yeah, thanks, Sonny. Great to hear you guys. And it's great to have all three of you guys – or all two of you guys back on. I think Cuervo, I mean, the ref may be joining us as well. But his program is on tonight, guys, right?
Yeah, his program's on tonight. And that's Way in Sports Talk with Brian Tarvin. So, if you get the opportunity, I'm going to try to make that show as well. So that's a good show. I love hearing Brian. They'll probably go into some college football as well. So that's going to be huge for them. You know, are you going to make it there tonight, Cuervo?
Yes, I do plan on being there, Sonny.
Yeah, I'm going to try to make it. That'll just depend if I could get the heck out of there where I'm going to be at in order to get up and listen. I'll listen into the archives. So, well, that's going to do it for us here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. It's good to get back up online. The regular new show here on the Couch at the Couch Potato, it's on the air with Sonny Clark. It's a Rowlett local show. Next week, we got to kick in our sponsors for this show. So we'll be doing that as that's part of the package of On the Air. So we'll be bringing our local commercials there for Rowlett. So that's going to do it for the Scorekeeper. Thanks for joining us. As Will Cuervo, the fine co-host of this program. I'm Sonny Clark, the hardest working man in sports radio. Everybody have a good weekend. We'll see you on Tuesday for the premiere of On the Air with Sonny Clark. Everybody have a good one. Bye-bye.